Keep going to verse 9. 1 Samuel 18:9. It says, Saul eyed David from that day forward. And then look at verse 12 of chapter 18. Now Saul was afraid of David. Look at this. Because the Lord was with him. Here's the next way to waste our lives. Look upon others that God is blessing with suspicion and jealousy. If you see God's blessing in someone else's life, be suspicious of them and be jealous. We can't serve God by jealousy. That's why a connected church in the New Testament, a spirit-prompted, connected New Testament church life that we see in the epistles in the book of Acts, they rejoiced with those that rejoiced. When someone got a promotion, when someone got an incredible outpouring of blessing in their life, instead of going, how'd they get that? They don't deserve that. I worked harder than they did. I should have gotten that promotion. The New Testament church rejoiced with those that rejoiced. And they didn't rejoice with those that sorrowed. They sorrowed with those that sorrowed. You see the connection? You see that the spirit of jealousy and suspicion does not come in the realm of God's blessing. It detracts from it. Saul was driven by a lust for self-desire. He wanted to keep others from having something he wanted for himself. That is the worst form of jealousy. Jealousy darkens our eyes to anything good about someone else. In Saul's mind, David was unable to ever measure up to Saul's expectations. Saul neither treasured nor sought God's blessing, God's favor, or God's presence, or even God's involvement in his life. He valued himself. He neglected God, and he feared David because the Lord was with him. What a tragic, misdirected life. If you want to waste your life, look upon others that God is blessing with suspicion and jealousy. God says, you can't serve me with jealousy. Rejoice with those that are rejoicing in their blessings, and sorrow with those who are sorrowing. Well, the last three, I'll just read them. Tear down your wife and kids when they don't embrace your self-driven agenda. That's in verse 30. We'll see that next time. Verse 31, look at life as if it's only for the moment. Live only for what you can grab and hold. See things from an earthly perspective. Next one is in 22:17. Get so calloused about the things of God, you lose all respect and honor for God's servants. And finally, in verse 18 of 1 Samuel 22, we'll see trust in God's enemies and use the enemies of God to advance your goals. Saul did all those things. He did all those things because he was a catastrophe, because he crashed against the rocks of his disobedient life, because he failed to serve God. I remember my good friend I went through school with, Jim Berg. He had this little saying, and I think you probably heard it. He teaches high school and college students, and he always says the same thing over and over. Only two choices on the shelf. Pleasing God or pleasing self. Which one did Saul make? He pleased himself. He used his anger to advance his agenda. He used his impatience to advance his agenda. He used his rash words. He was driven by his agenda at everyone else's expense, including God's. And he wasted his life. The answer for us is, humble yourself in the sight of God. Submit to God. Draw near to God. Serve God.